Hi, I'm Larry, and this is Larry's Sort of Fun Stories. Most of what you'll hear here or read about happened sometime, somewhere in my life. You'll hear about my experiences over these many years, and I'll share some of the strengths I've received from the lessons learned. You'll also discover that I've made mistakes along the way, but I'm trying one day at a time to live a better life. My hope is through sharing these stories, you'll feel included on this journey, and maybe hear something that'll help you too. So thanks for joining me here on Larry's Sort of Fun Stories. And as I've mentioned, I've got a radio station that I'm really attached to, and that's called Collage Travel Radio. If you check it out on the internet, all you have to do is say, Alexis, play Collage Travel Radio, or collagetravelradio.com, wherever you hear good music. And if you'd like to learn about some travel information, it's on Collage Travel Radio as well. Here's a quote from Courage to Change, which is a book I read daily, from November 21st. It says, today, I know that I can't fix anyone but myself, and I challenge myself daily to seek a richer and more meaningful life. I was on my way to Denver to see my son. I had decided to fly because he lives so far away now, I decided driving would be just too hard. So I was scheduled for Delta Flight 995. That was Atlanta to Denver. It's a 3.5-hour flight. I had just found gate D12 in Atlanta after taking the underground train from gate A31. I looked at my printed boarding pass and it said First Class 1C. This didn't seem like the seat number I had booked in Comfort Plus, but maybe saving my Delta points on my credit card had paid off. It was time to board the plane. I jumped up from the crowded seating area as the horde of eager passengers were wanting to get on the plane. The gate agent announced first class passengers to board. But in the back of my mind, I was thinking there had been some mistake somewhere, and I was going to be shuffled back to my Comfort Plus seat that I had originally booked. Seat 1C, row 1. It was the first row. The first seat on this Airbus A320 aircraft. As I walked onto the plane, I was still expecting to be moved further back in the plane. No, I was in the first row of first class, and my seat was on the aisle. Okay, I had received an email from Delta requesting what I wanted to eat a week before the travel. But I thought, Delta was really going out of its way for its Comfort Plus passengers. A flight attendant approached with an arm full of white linen towels. She motioned me to pull up my tray table out of the seat pocket on the side of the seat. The seat 1C is in front against the bulkhead, and they don't have the pull-down trays. These trays are beside you, neatly folded into the armrest that holds your bottle of water that was waiting for you when you got on the plane. I got my tray table set up and the flight attendant covered the tray with one of those pristine white towels. I had chosen a meal of beef tips, mixed vegetables, salad, and dessert. Could this really be happening? Oh yes, the meal was set before me. This has to be a dream. I'm really enjoying it. I was going to see my son, and I was sitting in first class. On the first leg of the flight from Orlando, there were several movie options for me, and I chose a very funny movie with crusty old Robert De Niro called About My Father.
You hear this, ladies? He's worried his immigrant father's going to make him look like some kind of Goomba.
It was about a father and son's relationship, and I was going to be with my son. I related to much of the movie, but the plane had landed in Atlanta before I could finish the movie. But now I'm sitting in the first class section of Flight 995 from Atlanta to Denver. and I was able to finish watching that movie about my father. So I had about 2 more hours in the flight, and I looked through the selection of movies. Not many titles were of my liking, but I chose a movie I had seen before. It starred Tom Hanks. The movie was called A Man Called Otto.
What's your name?
Otto.
Otto?
Otto. O-T-T-O.
I'm Abby. O-T-T-O.
A reviewer said the movie was a heartwarming story about love, loss, and life. The main character, Otto, played by Tom Hanks, had lost his wife 6 months prior and wanted to end his life to join his wife. I was watching the movie. I wasn't identifying with wanting to end my life. I was actually identifying with the major flashbacks of how he had met his wife and what their relationship had been. I was openly crying with big tears running down my cheeks. It was a love story that I wanted to be a part of. The movie was just half over, and I had to use the restroom. Being in seat 1C, I was just a few steps away, so I paused the movie. As I got up, I looked at the flight attendant who was sitting in her jump seat. She had noticed that I was watching A Man Called Otto, and she said, "I had the same reaction when I saw that movie a couple of days ago." She had watched it on one of her deadhead flights. With just 6 steps to the bathroom, I could hardly squeeze into the space. If you've ever fantasized of joining the Mile High Club, you'd better be very thin. I don't see how you can get 2 people into this space. According to the manufacturer of these bathrooms, the new style bathroom on airplanes frees up enough space to fit 6 more passenger seats on an aircraft. And you know those seats are getting thinner as well. I got back to my seat and I commenced watching and identifying with the movie, and the tears just never stopped. As emotional as I was about the story, I was able to identify with many of the characters. As the movie was coming to a climax, the pilot of the aircraft was making an announcement that we were about to land. My heart was in the movie. I didn't want the plane to land. I was thinking, I would not let this plane land until the movie was over. Thank goodness, the movie ended just as the plane smoothly touched down at the Denver International Airport. As they say on Southwest, I was free to move about the country. As I was departing the plane, I said to the kind flight attendant, "This was the most emotional flight I'd ever been on." One of the last times I had flown into Denver, we had landed at the old Stapleton Airport, which was really in the heart of Denver. As you deplaned, you were practically enveloped with the mountains in your sight. But this time, I landed at the new Denver International Airport that is about 22 miles away from the city of Denver. The actual size of the complex of the airport is larger than the city of Manhattan. Flying with only carry-on baggage, I didn't have to find my baggage claim area. I only had to find where I would be picked up. A fellow passenger who was sitting across the aisle from me in first class expressed that she too was lost and was looking for where to find the pickup area. We followed the signs and ended up at door A4. I conveyed to my son via the miracle of my cell phone where I was located. He was circling the massive complex and said he would be there shortly. What I thought was the end of an emotional flight had another twist. Now, the rest of the story. Josh, my son, picked me up in his Ford Focus. I jumped in for the ride to his apartment complex in Golden, Colorado. I was explaining to him how I was upgraded to first class and in his casual demeanor, he asked me if I enjoyed my first-class beer on the flight. I was surprised that he was even asking in such a knowing manner. He took his eyes off the road and calmly said that he had upgraded me to first class. What a son! What a treat! What a blessing! What a way to start a visit with my son, knowing that he cared to treat me first class. Well, that's this week's story. You can see that it's all part of my life. Maybe you have some circumstances similar to mine, and I hope you'll join me again next week and find out what's happened in my life. Or you can check out my blog as well. That's Larry's Sort of Fun Stories. And if you're looking to do some traveling, check out zmichelsontravel.com. Remember, she spells her name Z-E-E. And she tells me that she likes to make your travel dreams come true. Again, thanks for listening. And until next time, I'm Larry, always looking for a sort of fun story to share with you.